Wouldn't it be cool if you could volunteer with Canada's oldest campus radio station? Well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Miracles and crosses.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Miracles by Alex G, and then Apple by Jillian Lake, and then all the way before that was Crush Forever by Metric. What I have up next is 7-4 Shoreline by Broken Social Scene, and then Wake Up by Arcade Fire. I hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Summer Lakes by Land of Talk, Wake Up by Arcade Fire, and 7-4 Shoreline by Broken Social Scene. What I have up next is Up Granville, which is live from Peach Pit, and then Way to Be Loved by Tops. I hope you enjoy.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Sexual Assault Center Kingston is a nonprofit organization providing confidential, free, non-judgmental support for all survivors age 12 and up of recent and/or historical sexual violence in KFLNA since 1978. At the heart of our work is a deep partnership with our community and all its members. If you or someone you know has experienced sexual violence, please note that you are not alone. We provide counseling, crisis support, and advocacy services at no charge. Please visit our website at sackingston.com to learn more about our counseling and advocacy services. If you or someone you know are in need of crisis support, please reach out to our 24/7 telephone crisis support line by dialing 1-877-544-6424. You can also text or chat with a trained crisis responder from noon to midnight every day by texting 613-544-6424 or visiting WeBelieveSurvivors.ca. For more information about our services, please call our office at 613-545-0762 or email us at sack@sackingston.com. We believe you and we hear you.
you like to talk about the end? Since everything I say doesn't make sense. It's not 'cause what I did behind the grad. It's not just that the reason I can't talk.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Behind the Garage by Eric's Trip, Way to Be Loved by Tops, and then Up Granville by Peach Pit. What I have up next is April Fools by Rufus Wainwright and El Dorado by The Tragically Hip. I hope you enjoy.
Shame that your back used to bleed on St. Valentine's, and you sat in a chair thinking, boy, I'm such a prince. Well, life's a train that goes from February on, day by day, but it's making a stop on
could blame him? Who could blame him? Where we're going? What's the ticket? Just the mention of burden makes me sexy. It makes me sexy and tired. Thinking about drinking, though, thinking of drinking while thinking about drinking and thinking about drinking. It's man-sized inside. Look in here, it's all hardwood. What's that smell? Smells like coffee. Smells like coffee. If you regret it, please say something. I've got no genius for evil that makes me common. Makes me common and tired of loving, recovering, loving, recovering, loving, recovering, loving, recovering. Where's he going? What's that ticket? Just the mention of Berlin makes me sexy. It makes me sexy and tired of thinking about drinking, but thinking of drinking while thinking about drinking and thinking about drinking. Tired of loving, recovering, loving, recovering, loving, recovering, loving, recovering. It's man-sized. Inside, it's man-sized inside. Inside, inside, inside,
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was El Dorado by The Tragically Hip. Before that, it was April Fools by Rufus Wainwright. One of my favorite Rufus Wainwright songs, like, of all time. I think he's so cool and does amazing stuff. Yeah, I think his sister too, Martha Wainwright, also amazing, like, coolest ever. I love when, like, siblings have a thing, you know, like, they're, like, they're both musicians. It's kind of like the Gyllenhaals, where Maggie Gyllenhaal is also an actress and a director. It's like, oh, okay, like, a duo. That's awesome. Anyway, what I have up next is Reichenbach Falls by Racing Mount Pleasant, and then Adeline by Water From Your Eyes, and then, of course, Wristwatched by MJ Lenderman. I had to honor MJ Lenderman because on Saturday, so very soon, less than a week, I'm going to the MJ Lenderman concert, and I am so excited. I don't think I've ever been so excited. It's, like, huge. It's in Massey Hall, which is always amazing. I'm hoping I have, like, a really lucky experience that I have had most times I go to Massey Hall. When I went to the, oh my gosh, what was they called? The Wild Hearts Tour, where it was Julian Baker, Sharon Van Etten, and Angel Olsen. Started off back balcony, like furthest from the stage, side view, kind of a not great view.
for Julian Baker. She was the first one. And then I went to the bathroom. My sister and my friend waited, and we came back, and they were like, they gave us these tickets, like, you can move up. And so we got to move up to the second lower level, and we're like closer to the stage, and we're right in front. And then Sharon Van Etten performed, and it was like, oh, like, she's right there, that's awesome. But we weren't like in the pit. And then after Sharon Van Etten, we were hanging, like, sitting. It was four of us, me, my sister, my two friends, and we were just like dancing to the music that they were playing in between the sets. And one of the like Massey Hall workers came up to us and was like, you girls seem like you're having fun. Like, do you want to come down to the pit for the last set? And so we got to move all the way from like far back, left side, no view of the stage really, to right in front of Angel Olsen for the last set. It was the coolest. I'm sort of hoping I can channel that energy for MJ Lenderman and have something like that happen again, because I think that'd be like killer. So we'll see. But I'm really, really excited for it. It's MJ Lenderman and Waxahachie. Can't remember who's opening, but there is an opener. So you guys will probably hear about that, and there'll be lots of MJ Lenderman on the airwaves in preparation for that, or after, post that, because this is in preparation. That's why I had to play Wristwatch. I'm like really excited. I'm kind of hoping he plays Boats, like more songs from Boat Songs a little bit, but who knows what. I'm assuming he's gonna play the most recent stuff, but maybe we'll be surprised and shocked and a little bit like, whoa. That's not saying that I don't like Manning Fireworks, but I do think Boat Songs is also amazing. Who knows, we'll see. The Coachella was this weekend. I watched the Geese live stream. Amazing. Cameron Winter's tank top was too long, and it made him look funny, though. Like, it wasn't tucked in, and it wasn't bunched up. He had it pulled down, like, halfway down, like, his jeans. So it was almost like it was, like, tank top straight into jeans, and there was no, like, break of that. There was, like, you couldn't see the waistband or anything like that. It was odd. But they did have an awesome set. It was cool to watch it live. I don't know how I feel about Coachella, though. I know that it's, like, kind of evil, the people that run it, which is upsetting. And then it's also a very much, like, a spectacle event where it's, like, we got to dress up and, like, have this aesthetic. And it's, like, oh, I don't know if that's what we should be going for. Maybe just a listen to music. And whenever you see crowds in Coachella, no one moves. They're always standing still, which seems weird to me. I also watched the Alex G set, which was really cool. And he sang Blessing from God Save the Animals, and he came down off the stage and went right up to the crowd and was like doing this like bit where he's like, oh, like, you guys got to give me something. So people were giving him like accessories and stuff, and then he climbed and jumped the barricade and got into the crowd. And then they had like an upper angle of the crowd, and you could see him, and it was like he was like parting the sea. It was very like that one scene in Dune where they're like, Paul is walking through the crowd and they're like parting the sea for him. It was very much like that. It was very cool. And you don't really see stuff like that. Also, like, I don't know if I'd expect it from Alex G. He feels very subdued. So it was odd, but it was really cool. I think look up his set, check it out. It was neat. It was really neat. Anyway, that is enough of me like rambling and dumping information. I'm here every Monday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you want to hear more rambling, you can also tune in Wednesdays at 4 p.m. for I'll Try Anything Once, which is my other show. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Summer is quickly approaching. It was like 20 degrees 2 days ago. It was amazing. And now it snowed on Sunday, but you know what? That's okay. Anyway, I'm going to let the music take over. I hope you guys enjoy Racing Mount Pleasant, Water From Your Eyes, and MJ Lenderman. And I will be back next week, same time, 8 a.m. CFRC 101.9. I hope you have a fantastic week.
Down the river. Oh, I wanna see you flow. Hi, I'm Steve Swelsey Wells, and I'm extraordinarily excited to invite you to Gannspring Rock 2026 on April the 25th at the Royal Theatre in Gananoque. Come rock out with MC Shansky, Gananoque's Poet Laureate, Gretchen Huntley, and listen and dance to some great rocking grooves by Pudge, The Red Hand.